Top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning. Serious.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning to everyone. Father God, we come before you this morning with a heart of gratitude and thanksgiving. And we thank you this morning because your word says in 1 John 3:8, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. And we thank you for that. Brothers and sisters, as most of you know, I learned a lot about this ministry of spiritual warfare by being smack dab in the middle of it. And we came out of the 40-day fast the other day. And I knew that God wasn't through depositing what he needed to give us, but I did not know how it was going to come. Well, with me, it always comes as a revelation after deliverance. Yesterday, I did deliverance, and it was really profound. But after I finished the deliverance, and I can't, you know, I told you all yesterday, I said we're going to have healing today. Well, we're going to have it, but I was in a battle. I was in a battle for my life last night, yesterday. And the reason being, see this little booklet I wrote? God said, you've been praying for these people all these years. And do you know why some of them are not healed? I said, no, but I would like to know. He said, I'm going to give you a curse to break. You earned this yesterday. And I'm going to give you a curse to break. And I'm going to tell you, you already broke it in that deliverance. I said, well, what was it? I don't know. Because half the time I tell you, I don't know. I don't. God said, you're going to, people are going to be healed if they can receive this. So I said, what is it? He said, do you know, Erica, that I have an anointing called ease? I said, an anointing for ease? I said, E-A-S-E, ease? He said, yeah. He said, and the reason that most people don't get healed and delivered is they have never had the curse of dis-ease broken off of them. I said, as in like disease, he said, dis-ease, Erica. He said, I have an anointing for ease. I said, okay. He said, so what I want you to do tomorrow, I want you to break the curse of dis-ease. And I want you to bring people out of dis-ease and into ease, and they're going to be healed, delivered, and everything else that comes with my restorative abilities. So I said, God, there's a curse of dis-ease. He said, yeah, you know the word like that you get for chronic sickness, chronic aching, dis-ease. I said, yeah. I said, I heard a preacher preach about this, dis-ease, being with the spirit of infirmity. He said, well, no. He said, it's with the spirit of infirmity. And, you know, medically they call it disease. He said, but spiritually, listen to this carefully. When you are under the curse of disease, you can't move backwards and you can't move forward at the same time. He said, that curse of dis-ease, if you're attempting to move backward and forward at the same time, it stops you from moving at all. I said, but wait a minute. This doesn't make sense. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. The Holy Spirit said, no. No, Jesus is Lord. He said, this is something that you all have overlooked. He said, the resistance of holding on to the past against the pressure applied by the devil and witches, and you trying to advance toward the future, essentially immobilizes you, resulting in no progress at all. See, we broke that curse in a deliverance yesterday without understanding. We did it by faith, and that's how God does with me. He makes me step out, do something by faith, and then he explains it, okay? The Holy Ghost went on to say, and I was typing fast. So this little book I put together because I knew this was a book. This was a textbook. He said... that a lot of believers, Christians, are stuck because they are attempting to do both. And they're being hindered by the spirit of the world and by witchcraft. By witchcraft more than anything. And the Holy Ghost said, it can be broken because it operates in a cyclical nature. He said, some people are going to have to let go of some things. There are some wrongs that some people are going to have to forgive. And that there are some hurts that you got to allow him to heal. He said, but the key is you got to bring the people into the realization that everything and everyone from our past are not suitable to accompany us into the future. So then, post this in the chat room, Philippians 3:13. You know that? We must forget those things which are behind and reach forth to those things which are ahead and press toward the mark for the prize or press toward the goal to win the high calling in Christ Jesus. He said, under this curse of dis-ease that the devil and demons come in and they put a constant desire for the pursuit of perfection that sets you up for failure. I don't know who this is. That sets you up for failure. Because true success is rarely a straight line or a problem-free process. True success often has errors and hard lessons accompanied by triumphs and devastating disappointments. But most importantly, true success is the result of what you constantly and consistently do well. And that is making the pursuit of excellence a habit. Holy Ghost was saying, we all have the potential and power to elevate ourselves and others through the spirit of excellence that God has upon our life and through our service to others and our love for Him. Holy Ghost said, from now on, you're going to have to speak easy, Erica. Nothing should come out of your mouth that you do not want to see materialized in the natural. You're going to have to get in the habit of using words to shape the reality you want to live in. Because the Holy Ghost said that God's words have power. God's words have power to perform themselves. And we know that the power of life and death is in the tongue. The Holy Ghost said, from now on, you're going to have to speak life, speak peace, and speak ease. He said, you're going to have to do this from the moment your feet touch the floor. Everything after that is going to prophetically outline for you how your day will go. Okay? So then I had to go and look up ease, because we're going to break this curse. Ease is absence of difficulty or effort. Effortless. No trouble, no bother. The Holy Ghost said, this is what the devil dreaded you ever coming into, and dreaded the body of Christ ever coming into, the blessings of ease through the anointing of ease. There is an actual anointing of ease. Are you hearing me this morning? So, you know the attack was on after that. So if you hear me coughing, don't worry about it. I'm fighting this attack. And I told God this morning, I'm going to break this curse, and I'm going to lead these believers. And he said, if I do this morning, he is going to impart into you the spirit of ease. And you will never again, ever again, have to fight dis-ease. There is an anointing of God for ease, brothers and sisters. What does that mean? That means the anointing for ease makes unpleasant things pleasant. It's just, you just got to get this. And the Holy Spirit, you know I'm real nosy, and the Holy Spirit had to make things simple for me. And the Holy Spirit said, as a child of God, this earth for you was designed to be effortless and easy. But as a result of sin, brokenness, and the world's fallen state made it to become difficult. In spite of those things, God's original plan for mankind still remains. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. Look at here. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. This morning, I want to welcome you. I want to prepare you to enter into the anointing of ease. Because God was showing me, when he created the heaven and the earth, he saw everything that he made, and it was very good. And he blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because he had rested from all his work, which he had created. A perfect world. And in that perfect world, I'm talking Genesis 1 and 2 now, he placed people and gifted them with free will, which has choices that can result in not so perfect consequences. A person who makes a bad choice will encounter and endure the negative consequences of that choice. But the Holy Ghost said, God's original plan and intent for mankind was to live an unburdened life with an easy yoke. Brothers and sisters, that means that if you live in a tormented, broken life of distress right now and unrest, then you and I and we have been living beneath our God-given privilege. We have been living outside of God's stated promises for provision. Because, see, we've got to internalize the peace and the ease and get back into God's original plan. And the Holy Ghost said, never again will you tolerate the chaos, the unrest, and write this just like this. Put in quotation marks, D-I-S, hyphen, ease, that has been illegally manufactured and dispatched to disrupt our life and to destroy our destiny. The Holy Ghost said, God is not a paradox. God is truth. He is love. He is just. He is real. And if you believe that God is real, then you have to question why the Creator who loves us would want our lives to be so hard burdened or unbearable. We're going somewhere this morning. The Holy Spirit said love is an action, and the greatest level of love is service, love in action. The enemy wants our lives to be difficult and filled with dis-ease because he hates you. He hates you. It's nothing personal with him. He hates Christ in you. Are you hearing me this morning? The reason so many of you are not able to receive healing, not able to receive the fulfillment and the fullness of God, not able to be blessed in the way God wants to bless us, because you're under a curse of dis-ease. You see, God wants us to have the gifts of peace, the gift and gifting of rest, and the gift of his anointing. In order to experience the anointing of ease, the Holy Ghost said, it's as easy as salvation. And salvation is simple. Accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Believe that Jesus is the Son of God who died for your sins and rose again. Confess your sins. Embrace forgiveness. And enjoy abundant life. Abundant life that's been redeemed. That your redemption brought you back to God to receive. The Holy Ghost said, too many people are trying to work hard to gain God's love, to gain God's blessing and God's peace. But the Holy Ghost said, Erica, stick with my word. That would be Luke 6:38. The word clearly states that those things have been freely given to his children, us. Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled, in John 14:27. Jesus said, judge not and you shall not be judged. Condemn not and you shall not be condemned. Forgive. And you shall be forgiven. But the fruit of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, the fruit of the Spirit, the Holy Ghost was really talking to me about this. Because he said, the anointing of ease, hear me this morning, is a system of behavior and belief based on God's promises and his word. Specifically, the anointing of ease is an ever-present spirit, brothers and sisters, that comes from God's own Holy Spirit indwelling and abiding in us. That Holy Spirit divinely inspires godly action. This concept of ease refers to the amount of effort and energy that is required to experience the abundance of God's grace and his fullness in our lives. It dispels the notion that life is a totality of suffering, sadness, and sacrifice. Yes, life presents instances of all those things, but not in isolation from God's healing presence, not in isolation from God's comfort and God's guidance to lead us through and beyond misery and pain. The anointing of ease is what allows God's people to serve him and exact his will on earth with joy and peace. Now, you know I just got this, so I'm going to work on it more. But as best I can get this thing, in practice, the anointing of ease helps make it easier to live and serve God in a world that is increasingly godless. Okay, and then he went on to talk about the wind a little bit and about the all-encompassing presence of his own Holy Spirit indwelling you and I. You see, the Holy Ghost said that the anointing is described as an unction or a compelling action. And in the Bible, it was often symbolized by oil, anointing oil, and it represented the presence of God's Spirit. I hope I haven't lost my sound because little Ethan is throwing up. His grandma texts me. He's at her door, and she opened the door and he's throwing up. Praise God. God sent the anointing of ease. He dropped it yesterday and he manifested it today. You see, God said his anointing of ease has always been a mystery to man because man is a product of the type of choice man decides to make. It's possible to go through life struggling and sweating to make ends meet. It's possible also to mount up on eagle's wings and fly in the realm of ease, brothers and sisters. The Holy Ghost was letting me to understand the highway of God is a highway of divine ease. You see? But God is the one that has to take you off the lane of struggling. God, like I say all the time, God makes us. You're a God-made man or you're a God-made woman. But God's design for us is to be a God-made man or a God-made woman flowing in the ease of God. Are you hearing me this morning? I got so much stuff about this ease, but he gave me the scripture. Ecclesiastes 9:11, the race is not to the swift. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happeneth to them all. Brothers and sisters, there is a world of difference. I know it and you know it. Between sweating, struggling, and achieving nothing at the end of the day. But the Holy Ghost said, when you receive the anointing of God's own divine ease, you're not weary. You have, and you can achieve tangible success. His plan is for you and I. When he says led by his own Holy Spirit, he wants us to put in minimal effort and achieve maximum benefits. We must have the anointing of ease at this time in this dispensation that we're in. The Holy Ghost said, the moment the anointing of ease is in place, listen to this, the weak will be made strong. The inexperienced will come out with uncommon experience and uncommon knowledge, because it's going to come through that anointing of ease directly from his own Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit said, those who have been written off, Erica, as never to do well, will be ushered into places of prominence through divine effort. The anointing of ease the anointing of ease will always lift you up. The anointing of ease is going to infuse your heart with the presence and power of God. That's going to keep you forging ahead. The anointing of ease is the invigorating power of the anointing. The Holy Ghost said, you're going to begin to live and draw uncommon benefits. The anointing of ease is going to transform your life, change your story, and move you from the valley to the mountaintop of great achievement. When you receive this anointing of ease, the Holy Ghost say, you will never be the same again. Your story will never be the same again. The moment the anointing of ease takes over, everyone is going to wonder whether you are the only one on this earth who is favored by the Almighty. That anointing of ease, brothers and sisters, has been there from the beginning of creation. That's what God kept saying over and over. That it is not his plan. It was not his purpose. That undue hardships and struggles become a common feature for you. God takes no delight in making you go through these ugly, I don't know what the word would be. All I know is the Holy Ghost say God is a good God. God delights that we enjoy his best and live in the realm of divine favor. Not like he has to give you favor and lift it off for special assignments. His plan is for us to live in the realm of divine favor. That means divine health. That means divine abundance. That means, brothers and sisters, that there is no reason why you and I should be a stranger any longer to the anointing of ease. And then he went on showing me ease in a, you know, like, I know this is like birds fly with ease and even snakes move with ease. The moon, the sun, the wind, the Holy Ghost say, all reflects God's ease. He said, the sun shines effortlessly. The moon doesn't need anybody to tell it, rise up and function. He said, the rain falls with ease. First things first. Are you understanding me? Are you with me? You're under a curse of disease. First things first, you're going to have to renounce. Post this in the chat room. Renounce the spirit of disease. Bind it up. I renounce the spirit of disease. And let me tell you something. This one cost me something. The warfare on this one was great. So don't take it for granted. The person that I had to minister to get this anointing paid a big price. And then the devil gonna hit me through about 3-4 witches. But I'm still here. And I asked the Lord if he would allow this anointing of ease to be imparted this morning. There's no need, there's no reason for you to walk around here with no sickness or disease. Are you hearing me? It is not God's will for our lives. The Bible says in Mark 11, 24 through 26, therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Mark 11, 22, have faith in God. Put your faith in God this morning to deliver you from the spirit of dis-ease. Now, I want you to renounce that spirit. Simple. I renounce the spirit of dis-ease. I bind you up. And in the name of Jesus, I command you to go to the pit and remain sealed by the power of the Holy Ghost until the day of judgment by Jesus Christ. Dis-ease, right now, in the name of Jesus, I bind you. I bind the spirit of intent. I bind witchcraft, dis-ease. I bind dis-ease off my family line, on my mother's side, and on my father's side. I bind the spirit of dis-ease that would have transferred to me from my husband or my wife when we became one. Dis-ease. The Lord God rebuke you. and with my anointing, disease, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Disease, you will go and you will never. I declare and decree and proclaim you will never come back to me or my family line. I bind you off my children. Disease, I bind you off my children's children. In the name of Jesus. I bind deception that works with disease. I bind the spirit of rejection that causes me to be rejected because of disease. Disease, I declare you my enemy. And right now, I command you, get out of me. Go! Cough it out. Go! Get out! Go! Every spirit of dis-ease, the Lord God rebuke you. Go! Out! Out! I bind you off my job. I bind you off my finances. I bind you off my relationships. Dis-ease. Go! Go! I bind you off my mind. Go! I bind you off my physical body. Go! I bind you off my soul. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, disease. Go, I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Go! I bind you off the fat and the cells in my body. Get out of my cells! Go, disease! I bind you off any body memories. Go, disease! In the name of Jesus. I bind you off my memories. Go! Go, disease. In the name of Jesus. All the way out. If you have any sickness in your body right now, lay your own hand on that. Any dis-ease, any discomfort. In the name of Jesus. Say, by my anointing, resident in me, God's Holy Spirit in me, rejects you and rebukes you, disease. Go! Get out my sinuses, wherever it's got to go. Go! If you have pain, get out your bladder. Go, disease! Wherever it is, lay your hands on it. Disease, I break your power off the finances. Go! I break your power off the resources. Go! In the name of Jesus. Get out! Get out! Say, disease, Jesus is Lord over you. Get out. Go. Go. Disease, get out of my brain. Get out of my mind. Go. 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 Get out. Get out! Get out!
in the name of Jesus. Go! Go right now! In the name of Jesus. Blow your nose. All mind banning dis-ease. Go! Get out of that colon. Go! Go, disease! All the way out. Get out of those kidneys. Go! Disease manifesting as diabetes. Go! Get out. Get out! Lose your stronghold and go. Lose your stronghold and go. Lose your stronghold and go. We break the curse of disease this morning. We break the curse of dis-ease this morning. Go! Go! Get out. All the way out. Go! Go! Lose your stronghold. Go! Blow your nose again. Go, disease. We break every curse, spell, work of dis-ease. Go. Go. Out. All the way out. The Lord God rebuke your disease. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Go. 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 All the way out. To the pit. To the pit! To the pit! By the power of God's own Holy Spirit. Get out! We break your power. Get out of that body. Get out of that body! Go! All dis-ease. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. All witchcraft induced dis-ease. Go! Go! The Lord God rebuke you this morning. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Get out and stay out in the name of Jesus. All anger manifested through the root of dis-ease. Go! Get out. Get out. All bitterness manifested through the root of dis-ease. Go! Get out. Go! All unforgiveness manifested through the root of dis-ease. Go! Go! All cancer manifested through the root of dis-ease. Go! Get out! Get out! Go. Now, Father God, let every father or mother on this line right now stand in the gap for their children. Stand in the gap for their spouse. As we break, stand in the gap for their relatives that are bound by the spirit of dis-ease. Go! Go! Let them stand in the gap right now. Get out! All witchcraft dis-ease. Go! Go! Go in the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out of that body. Now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, any root or seed of this curse because of disobedience to you, I ask you to lift those curses as they turn to you in obedience. Dis-ease. Go! Go right now. In the name of Jesus. Go! Go! Thank you for it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Receive the song, and then we're going to have an impartation and an activation for the anointing of ease. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you this morning. Thank you this morning. I told you, devil, you shouldn't have messed with me. You ain't through paying yet. I'm demanding restitution of the captives being set free. In the name of Jesus. Keep calling that stuff out. Keep calling that dis-ease out. In the name of Jesus. Keep calling it out. Go! The seed and the root. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. There's a river flowing this morning of deliverance from dis-ease. Jump in the river.
The river flows and it brings refreshment wherever. Let this freedom grow, Lord. Let it grow. Yes, Lord.
Jump in the river of ease this morning and prepare for a fresh and new anointing. You see, there is an anointing. There is an impartation for an anointing that calms every storm, that brings solution to complicated problems, that makes sweatless victory happen. This anointing makes difficult things easy. Jump in the river. Jump in the river. Begin to operate supernaturally. There is nothing that I can see that can stop the anointing of ease, because the dynamics of this anointing of ease is going to allow us to begin to enjoy God's best and experience the depth of His goodness. Woo! The anointing of ease is coming. Lord God, let your glory fall. Prepare us.
Father of creation, unfold your sovereign plan. Raise up a chosen generation that will march through the land. All of creation is longing for your unveiling of power. Would you release your anointing? Oh God, let this be the hour. Let your glory fall in this room. Let it go.
In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree that the anointing of ease shall fall upon you, and whatever you have found difficult previously shall be made easy, and you shall become a wonder in this land to men and women, because this anointing of ease will cause your promotion and your destiny to rise and flow effortlessly. We ask you, God, according to Isaiah 65:23, your word says, they shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. Receive it. Receive it right now. It's going to come down on you like rain. Just receive it. And jump in that river. Just jump in the river. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it.
Tomorrow's headline. E.